Michael Checker, thank you for joining us on ABC Grandstand. Congratulations on signing Israel Folau. Is this good for the Waratahs in 2013?
Oh, I'd say so. Otherwise, I don't think we would have done it. But obviously, we had a place left on our roster, and we definitely had a clear profile of what we wanted. We had two options as far as we either wanted a player who had a lot of experience, and we did talk to a couple of the guys who were, you know, either looking at who are either in the overseas market, Australian players who have experience or maybe looking at finishing playing. Or we wanted to try to get someone with a bit of X factor, a bit of the unknown as well. And when the opportunity to meet up with Israel came about, and then I started watching some of his tapes, obviously I wasn't around when he came to prominence as in rugby league. He fitted the bill perfectly. Met him, and you know, I felt his values were all in the right place to what we're doing here, and here we are today.
At a press conference earlier in the year, when the Brian O'Driscoll factor was being sort of floated in the press, you made it quite clear that if the Waratahs were to bring a star signing player, it would have to be for the right reasons. We've seen Israel through recent times jump a few codes. Is him coming to rugby right now for the right reasons?
Oh, I think so. I think that. I took the time over three or four meetings to really get to know him. I think we got on pretty well together. And I've got guys out there at the moment who are training as hard as they possibly can, making sacrifice for the team. We've got players who have been slogging it out over a 10.5-month season now with the Wallabies just coming home from the spring tour. There's no way that I would let them down by bringing in anyone who doesn't have the right character or the right base for this team. And that's, you know, very important to me, because that's what I'm basing our sort of revolution on. And I'm very committed to doing that, so I'm not going to let myself down by trying to go for any gimmicks, if that's where you're headed, you know what I mean?
He's a lot taller than your average super rugby winger. You mentioned the press conference, you see him in the back three, but you've got some talented players in that position. There's going to be a lot of competition for those positions come 2013.
Yeah, there will be, but I think that's great for the team, you know, more competition. It'll push across the whole back line, you know, that type of competition. And that's what we want to have. We want to compete hard. We want to play attacking footy. And to do that, we need to have depth, right? And we also need to have competition for places. So by bringing Israel in, that really ticks both of those boxes and helps us go forward as a team.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for talking to ABC Grandstand.
No worries.